for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the Lake Hammond Bible Camp December virtual Zoom meeting. Deborah Vales is hosting this meeting with Lake Hammond Bible Camp's director, Merrill Miller. This is Saturday morning, December the 5th, 2020. Corona and Gene Williams are the ministers of the morning. Corona Williams is speaking on the spirit of Hamas. Gene Williams is speaking on opposition's position, you for advancements. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
I did some research and I found out there is a giant menorah that stands outside of the Israeli parliament. Now, let me clear this up. It was God ordained, God instructed, is that right? God commanded to build the menorah and the other seven classes of furniture that we haven't covered. It was God instructed. Turn to Exodus chapter 27, verse 21. The book of Exodus chapter 27, verse 21. Honey, would you read that, please?
27:21. Okay. And the tabernacle of the congregation without the veil, which is before the testimony, Aaron and his sons shall order it from evening to morning before the Lord. It shall be a statute forever into their generations on the behalf of the children of Israel.
The Lord told Israel that the menorah, the lampstand, the seven golden candlestick will be a statue forever. One translation says forever, 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 even unto your generation. So in many Jewish synagogues, you see the menorah. You know, it's not to be worshiped. It's not an act of worship, but it was ordained of God and instructed and commanded of God to be placed in the tabernacle. Listen to this definition. The seven branch candlestick stood in the southern part of the temple. It was lit every day by the high priest with pure, fresh, only pure, fresh olive oil. And it stood as a symbol of divine light. We see the menorah in the Old Testament, and we're going to see the menorah in the New Testament. Turn to the book of Revelation chapter 1. The book of Revelation chapter 1. The book of Revelation chapter 1. Honey, would you read verse 13?
And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one likened to the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle.
John saw the menorah, he saw the seven golden candlesticks, and he saw the Son of Man, Jesus, clothed with a robe, with wreaths to his feet, with a girdle of gold about his breast. All right, look at verse 20. Read verse 20.
The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches.
The seven candlesticks, is that right? The menorah represents the seven churches. The candlebrum, is that right? Mm-hmm. All right. Now, this is this real closely, saints. A divine command, an instruction from God to make the lampstand the seven golden candlesticks. We have an Old Testament scriptural reference. We also have a New Testament scriptural reference where Jesus stands in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. We have a command in Exodus 27, verse 21 to Israel, that let it be a perpetual statute even to your generations. Now, listen to me closely, and I hear this a lot. Some believers say that the menorah is cursed object. Let me say that again. Some believers say that the menorah is cursed, that it is a cursed object. Well, here's my response. How can it be cursed when it is a foreshadow of things which are in heaven? Hebrews 8:5. How could it be cursed when it is a foreshadow of things which are in heaven, Hebrews 8:5, how could it be cursed when it was instructed by God, commanded by God, ordained by God to light the sanctuary? How could it be cursed when God made it to be a perpetual statute to all generations? And we could go into the table of showbread. We can go into the brazen altar, you know, the altar of incense. We can go so forth. God ordained, God instructed, and God commanded. I see people, saints of God, and I'm now understanding why God gave me a dream about Hamas, because the body of Christ needs to change his concepts about Israel and begin to love Israel as God loves Israel. God is in covenant with Israel. He's a husband to Israel. He's married to Israel. Real. The spirit of Hamas will cause you not to acknowledge Israel, to curse everything about Israel, to have a hatred about Israel. Let God deal with Israel. Someone's keying in, the menorah is the seven assemblies. Philadelphia kept the law of Moses. Thank you, Brother Jeffrey. He's a messianic Jewish brother here. Thank you, brother. Now, let me say this. He that toucheth Israel toucheth the apple of God's eye. We need to be praying, God, I need to investigate a certain situation. I need to discern the situation before I speak against it. Now, I can't say that for the Star of David. Listen to this quote. Many believers say the Star of David is an evil image in God's sight. Many believers say it's full of idolatry, evil, and the occult. And there's much confusion and many contradictions about the Star of David. Turn to Acts chapter 7, verse 43. Acts chapter 7, verse 43, we're talking about the Star of David or the Shield of David. Acts chapter 7, verse 43.
What it does.
Did you read that, honey?
I got it. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you very much. All right. Thank you.
I mean, hey, you took up the tabernacle of Moloch and the stars of your god, Ramphan, figures which you made to worship them, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon.
There are many who say that the Star of David is the star of Israel's pagan deity, Rephan. Rephan was a pagan deity worshipped by the Israelites in the wilderness. There are those who say the Star of David is a hexagram. They call the Shield of David a hexagram. The Latin word for hexagram is sexagram. Isn't that something? Sexagram. All right, six-pointed star. Some believers say it's a decorative motif used in Judaism and the occultism. There are reports by a Hebrew brother by the name of Alex Misery who said that the star was originally used by Jewish printers to mark their ancestry, decorate their books, and liberate themselves from competitors. The star was used as a religious symbol for Israel. Now, I will stand boldly and say to you, nowhere in the history book do I see whether this star, this hexagram, was instructed by God, ordained by God, or commanded by God. From what I see from history is that there were many Jewish writers who said that Israel accepted it, the hexagram, they accepted it through their ancestors. But I don't see and in writing when God instructed them to make a hexagram. And many of you in deliverance, you know what a hexagram is. Now, God instructed, God commanded the menorah, the brazen altar, the ark of the covenant, the bronze laver, and the altar of burnt offering, Hebrews 8:5. All these things are just what? A shadow of what's to come. Now, let's go back and reiterate what we talked about. We talked about Daniel. Matter of fact, we're in the time of Daniel. You know, I remember during the Trump administration when one of his accusers was named Stormy Daniels. And I said to myself, I can speak about Stormy Daniels prophetically. We're in the book of Daniel and it's going to get stormy. Okay, some people say, well, that wasn't funny. Okay. All right. But we talked about Daniel. And we talked about the dream about being in Lake Hamilton and the spirit of Hamas coming out of the Bible, which I believe prophetically that God wants believers to shift their perception about Israel. Is that right? And before we touch certain things, we should do our research and investigation about it. All right? We also talked about the Hamas dream, how they're the curses of Israel. They don't acknowledge Israel. They want to annihilate and destroy Israel. We also talked about Israel being the apple of God's eye. We also talked about the Abrahamic covenant, Galatians, Genesis chapter 12. We talked about how you touch, bless Israel, God will bless you. You touch it, you curse Israel, God will curse you. We talked about many nations are in the ash heap of history because they touched Israel. We talked about, again, anti-Semitism. And what was glorious for us was we talked about God loves Israel. As a believer, if we have the love of God on the inside of us, we should have a love for Israel. God is married to them. Married means he's in a covenant. God, the Spirit of, listen, the Lord kept saying in the scripture, I'm a husband to them. You know, and it baffles me. And I said to myself, oh, God is married? He has a wedding ring with Israel? Okay, that's just a bunch of humor. But anyway, he called them to be holy. We talked about God promised blessings and curses of obedience in Deuteronomy 28. We also talked about God has not forsaken them, even though they have been rebellious. And they've been stiff-necked, and their heart have had hard-heartedness. And we also talked about that much of the furniture was God ordained, God instructed, God commanded for the Israel to place, to create and place into the tabernacle. So I want to leave this before I give it to my wife, that we must pray and we must ask God about certain things that we don't understand before we curse it. When it applies to Israel, I even was bold enough to tell you I'm not in agreement with that star, with that hexagram. I don't see a command of God for that, but it was accepted by Israel. Okay? God bless. Go ahead.
Okay. You ready? Moving right along. I want to talk with you, and I'm going to try to do this as quickly as I can, but I want to talk to you about oppositions position you for advancement. Oppositions position you for advancement. I looked up the Webster Dictionary of opposition. It's something you oppose, defeat, disagree with, or disapprove of someone or something. Resisting or combating action or opposing, expressed in action or argument. Now, I believe God is turning things around for you today. And this is the year, I believe, many prophets' voices have said, restoration, recovery are coming in a big way. You have heard all of those good things. But as I look in Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 28, it says, we are assured and know that God being a partner in their labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good, for those who love God and are called according to his design and purpose. And I'm coming out of the Amplified Bible. Where you have felt discouraged and lost, fogging your thoughts and fearful, God wants to affirm you and remind you of the promises he has spoken over you. Where the enemy has attempted to slow you down today, stall you, divert and distract you, God is saying that his will for you is to advance you, to drive you forward. So what is this saying? We're in a season and a timing that God is using this to drive us forward, yes, to advance us.
Yes.
When I looked into Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verse 11 through 12, and again, I'm coming out of the Amplified Bible, it says, for I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. Then you will call upon me and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you, take notice of you and attend to you. So I'm saying today, the year of 2021, coming into 2021, God is doing a deep pruning and purging in us to prepare us for what is coming, and the kingdom within us is at war
with the kingdom we have previously had unhealthy alliance to. In 2 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, verse 21 says, so whoever cleanses himself from what is ignoble and unclean, who separates himself contact with contaminating and corrupting influences, will then himself be a vessel set apart and useful for honorable and noble purposes, consecrated and profitable to the master, fit and ready for any good work. So in order to be fit and ready for any good work, he wants to prune us in some areas where we need to be pruned. The line is being drawn in the sand, and God is calling us to a higher place, freeing us from the many enfeebling mindsets and souls issues that hold us back from being highly effective. There has been another war I believe we have stepped into, and it is the war against you for what you stand for and what you believe in. Because we have been under attack. The enemy has come in every shape, form, and fashion. And even today, getting ready to come on Zoom, the enemy tried to throw a wrench. But God overpowered that. And when the enemy comes in like a flood and calls different things to come in your path, don't get discouraged. God is doing something, and he knows this. So you need to stop thinking that whatever is happening to me, it's all from the devil. God is doing a work in you, and we have to allow him to do that work. You are anointed and you are appointed. You are dangerous to the kingdom of darkness. And it's your natural instinct to snuff it out. But when you step into your shoes and understand what you were and who you are, you become physically strong like the lion. So as my husband said earlier today, it's time for the lion to roar. And it's time for the lion to come out. It's time for him to roar again. And 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, verse 8 says, be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind, be diligent and cautious at all times. For that enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a roaring and fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. And this is his strategy. This is his job. He's at it 24/7, and we need to be on our job 24/7. I am reminded when David was anointed at the future king in 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, verse 13, it says, then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward. And Samuel arose and went to Ramah. Prophet Samuel anointed his head with oil, and the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. So what is this saying? It is time for us to anoint ourselves for the Spirit of the living God to rest upon us.
Yes.
Because God is still the same. We are anointed as God's chosen one to walk out our assignment. And there is no greater threat to the enemy than sons and daughters knowing who and whose they are and walking out their divine assignment on this earth. So it's time to know who you are and what is your purpose here on this earth. In 1 John, the 2nd chapter, verse 20 says, but you have been anointed by, you hold a secret appointment from, you have been given an unction from, the Holy One, and you all know the truth, or you know all things. He have anointed you for such a time as this. Just like David, when we begin to walk in the full favor and blessings of knowing our identity and purpose, people begin to notice, and so does the enemy. It becomes obvious what God is doing in you. The power of God rests mightily on your life. And the enemy is afraid of it. The enemy takes notice of you as well.
Yes.
And 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, verse 23 says, it says that when Saul was tormented by the evil spirit, David played his harp and the evil spirit left. The mark of an anointed, consecrated life is one of power who becomes a threat to the enemy.
That's true.
So it's time for us to take out our music and begin to pray and begin to raise our standard for the Lord. Because when you begin to play your Christian music, demons begin to be cast out. Demons begin to be recognized. So it's time for you to get into that place where God wants you to be. So what is the enemy doing? He attempts to take you out. That is his strategy. Mm-hmm. I believe there has been an attack to take people out. An attack that has been sent to take down God's anointing. And this is the strategy of the enemy, to take down God's anointing. The enemy wants to kill your dreams in their infancy, at the beginning of birth, because he can tell that what is in your hands is about to double, then triple, and you will impact cities and nations. And if he can throw you off track or stop you from your destiny, he'll do everything that he can. And John the 10th chapter verse 10 says, the thief comes only in order to steal and to kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. This is what God wants to do today. He wants to overflow you. He wants to take you to that next level in him. It's time to rise up, sons and daughters, and take your position in the Lord.
Yes, yes.
This was also illustrated in the life of David. As he grew in his anointed and began to have success. This was also illustrated in the life of David. As he grew in his anointed and began to have success. The word says that Saul became jealous and tried to kill David many times. And for the rest of Saul's life, David had to run and hide from Saul. What was on David's life was a threat to the enemy and was a target to be killed before it was matured. And that's what the enemy wants to do to you today. Before your anointing can become matured, he wants to take you out. The enemy wants to do the same thing to you. Songs of Solomon, the 8th chapter, verse 6, say, jealousy as the cruel of grave. God is advancing his kingdom. As those of you who have been on the back pew, never been recognized. No one know who you are. You've been back there. You've been staying back there. You've been praying. You've been fasting. You've been trusting the Lord. But God says time for those to come to the forefront. No one paid you any attention. Didn't even think or even notice you. God is releasing revelation of power, and it will be made available this day and right now if you receive it. The darkness may appear to be getting darker, but in reality, the light is getting brighter. It's getting brighter than you even imagine, even if you even think it's not. It's getting brighter. So I'm here to encourage you today because I'm an encourager. And I believe in encouraging God's people because I know that we have been through some trying times. It's time to be lifted up. We need to know that God is still on the throne. He's still there. He still have our back. He hasn't went nowhere. And God is calling us at such a time as this, as he called Esther, to come into alignment and take your position today.
Yes.
In John, the 1st chapter, verse 5 says, and the light shines on the darkness, for the darkness has never overpowered it, put it out, absorbed it, or appropriated it. And is unreceptible to it. So what is this saying? God is light, and darkness cannot supersede the light. Your darkest days is about to become brighter.
Yes.
If
yes.
you believe that.
Yes.
In John, the first, in 1 John, the 2nd chapter, verse 27 says, but as for you, the anointed, the sacred, appointed, the unction, which you receive from him abides permanently in you. So then you have no need that anyone should instruct you. But just as his anointing teaches you concerning everything and is true and is no falsehood, so you must abide in, live in, never depart from him, being rooted in him, knit to him, just as his anointed has taught you to do. So what is God saying? Advancement comes with opposition. You want to be advanced. You want the anointing. You want the power. It comes with oppositions. I believe this is a season of unprecedented advancement for the body of Christ. Many strongholds have existed over places and regions and even in our lives in a larger scale like never before. For every area the enemy throws his weight, reveals areas of truth where God is increasing you. Let me say that again. For every area the enemy throws his weight, reveals area of truth where God is increasing you. In 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, verse 12 through 13 says, Beloved, do not be amazed and bewildered at the fiery ordeal which is taking place to test your quality, as though something strange, unusual, and alien to you in your position were befalling you. But insofar as you are sharing Christ's suffering, rejoice, so that when his glory, full of radiance and splendor, is revealed, you may also rejoice with triumph and exultingly.
Yes.
That is powerful all by itself. God wants to affirm you and remind you of the promise that he has spoken over you. When the enemy has attempted to slow you down, stall you, divert you, and distract you, God is saying that his will for you is to advance you and to push you forward. He is moving and he is removing the unnecessary burdens that you have endured. It's many of you have been enduring unnecessary burdens. A lot of things have come your way. Even myself, I can contest to it today. That's why I'm feeling the Holy Spirit today, because I've been attacked by my body for over 3 weeks and the enemy has came in like a flood, but it has pushed me and forward me to my advancement. And I give God the praise for that, because we as Christians, we're going to have trials and tribulations. And we can't get distracted by the trials and tribulations. Our trials and tribulation is to advance us into our position. Yeah. The darkness may appear to be getting darker. I'll flip my page off. In 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verse 9, and I'm moving right along because I know it's been a while. The Lord does not delay and is not tardy or slow about what his promises are, according to some people's conception of slowness. But he is long-suffering, extraordinary patient toward you, not desiring that any should perish, but that all should turn to repentance. And see, I love the Amplified Bible because how it breaks it down. I mean, it breaks it down and I love it. But it's your season of advancement and acceleration. And you will begin to see temporary roadblocks that were sent to confuse you, remove you, instead of constantly being marked for the enemy. You will be marked by God's goodness and favor and begin to see every error sent your way reverse. The Bible said we can decree and declare a thing and it shall be established and it shall come to pass. So we decree favor today. Favor on God's people today. You carry the sound of thunder in your DNA. Yes. And this is what you were born for.
Yes. Thunder.
The, hallelujah, the carrier of genetic information. You was born for this, for such a time as this. In 1 John, the 4th chapter, verse 4 says, Little children, you are of God. You belong to him and have already defeated and overcome them, the agents of the Antichrist. Because he who lives in you is greater, mightier than he who is in this world. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And I went through this kind of quickly because I know as we've been here for a while, but I just want to encourage you today to know that God is with you no matter what you are going through. No COVID-19, no nothing can touch God. He is the light. He is the God. He is God all by himself. So you must trust him, believe him, stand on his word, because let me tell you something. The year 2021 is going to be awesome. And then you get into position to hear what God is saying. You're going to be able to move and step into the things that God has for you. So I prophesy over you today that you are also mighty men and women of God, and you are carried anointing, and God will walk with you, he will be with you, and the favor of God will rest upon you forever. In Jesus' name I pray. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ I pray. Hallelujah. Give God the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. We pray that many of you were blessed. You know, the Bible tells us that signs and wonders follow the word of God. Many of you, you out there, our prayers are with you. We thank God that you're here. You're not here by accident, but we thank God that you're here. And we want to believe that God is going to supernaturally bring healing and bring deliverance to many areas. So I want to ask at this time, if we continue to step into deliverance, Sister Deborah, you want to say something?
No.
Okay. Get ready to step into deliverance. I want everybody to repeat after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ,
in the name of Jesus,
I ask you to forgive the sins of my ancestors. I ask you to forgive my sins. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, I hold no
unforgiveness.
No bitterness.
No resentment.
Toward anybody. Living or dead. Now, quietly, I want you to pray. I'm going to give you a few moments. If there's anybody living or dead that you are holding unforgiveness, bitterness, or resentment, you're going to have to surrender, release them to the Father, and ask God to forgive you for that unforgiveness. I'm going to give you a few moments. Father, we just pray, Lord, that, Lord, there would be no resentment, bitterness, unforgiveness in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we pray that they may be at peace with you. They surrender to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Matthew 18:18, I bind the principalities and powers in heaven.
Yes.
Over every listening viewer, whatever state or region they're in, I bind strong man that's operating in them.
Yes.
Over every region that they're in the name of Jesus, I bind every demonic strong man beneath their feet right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, we bind the counseling and assignment of evil demonic entities that will try to reinforce and give aid to other demons that are manifesting in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Father, that you would send holy angels, holy, legions of holy, holy angels to assist in this warfare.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Since this COVID-19, we've been hearing that there's been a lot of marital problems. There's been a lot of demonic entities that's been coming into homes, attacking marriages, attacking relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Many of you who are listening and many of you are familiar with deliverance know that demons can come out. They can exit through certain portals, top of the head, by mouth, sinus, tears, vomit, crying, and other areas where there's an entry or exit point. Many of you have seen deliverance, and I know there are some out there that may have not participated in deliverance ministry. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but he's given you love, power, and sound mind. And if you feel something, you're going to cry, you're going to vomit, or you're going to cough, don't be fearful. Let the Spirit of God continue to minister to you, okay? All right, in the name of Jesus, we want to start attacking some marriage-breaking spirits. A lot of calls about people since COVID-19, lock up in the house, husband and wives going after each other.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Finances, relationship, communication, hardness of heart. All right. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of fear in marriage, and I command the fear to come out now in Jesus' name. Fear of commitment. The dread of marriage. I'm sorry that I even got married. This is a demonic entity speaking to you. Come out now in Jesus' name. Hatred of your husband. Hatred of your wife. Come out now in Jesus' name. Hatred of husband. Hatred of wife. No trust in your husband. No trust in your wife. Come out now in Jesus' name. I want everybody to give me one big call. Come on, go. Come on, come on. Come out of there. Out of there now. Come out of there now in the name of Jesus. And we command you to go where Jesus Christ would send you. I come against adultery in the marriage. Come on, adultery in the marriage. Destruction of the marriage. Come out now in Jesus' name. Those spirits that are assigned to destroy your marriage, I break your vow. I break any demonic curse or attachment to that marital relationship.
Yes.
the spoken word curses. You won't be married long. You won't be married long. That family member spoke against that relationship. I break that off of you now in Jesus' name. Come out of there now. Block communication. We don't talk. He don't talk. I don't talk. Block communication. We don't talk in the marriage. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Criticism of your spouse. Spirit criticism of your spouse. Come on. Break evil soul ties off that marriage in Jesus' name. Come on. Go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Anger in the marriage. Rage in the marriage. Temper tantrum in the marriage. Come out now. Come on. Out of the people. Out of the people. Out of the people. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on. Go in Jesus Christ's name. Witchcraft in the marriage. Manipulation and domination and control. Where there's witchcraft in the marriage. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Go and get that napkin there. Get that napkin in Jesus' name. Go. Go, 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 go in Jesus' name. I come against jealousy in the marriage, insecurity in the marriage. Come out, come out, come on, jealousy. You come on, you foul spirit of jealousy. Yes. You foul spirit of insecurity in the marriage. No feeling in the marriage. Blocked love, no feeling, no hopelessness in the marriage. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come on, everybody, ready one more time. Give me another big call. Come on, let's get them to go. They may be stubborn. Come on, go. Come on, our stubbornness. Come on, block sex. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on. Self-centeredness in the marriage. Selfishness in the marriage. Come out now in the name of Jesus. I come against frigidity in the marriage. Where you were violated as a young woman, or you were violated as a young man, you were raped as a woman, and you're frigid. You're not able to give yourself in the marriage. You're frigid. You're not able to give yourself in that relationship. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. I come against hurts of the past. Your past relationship, they hurt me. He's going to hurt me. She hurt me. They're going to hurt me. I break that negativity off your marriage right now in the name of Jesus. Come on out of there now. Go. Go in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. Bound sex. Block sex. No desire for each other. No desire for each other. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Mind control in the marriage. Mind control. Confusion in the marriage. No respect in the marriage. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. All right, let's move to some of my beloved areas of medical problems. Yes. There's a lot of people that have medical problems and medical issues, and they don't realize there are hidden curses, there are hidden demons behind those things. Yes. Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. All female problems, endometriosis. Come out now in Jesus' name. We command you to come out now in the mighty name of Jesus. Right now, come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Fibrocysts. Come out. Come on. Out of the uterus. Out of there in Jesus' name. I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Fibromyalgia. Come out now. Out of there in Jesus' name. Come on. Pain. Come on. Pain in the uterus. Come out. Out of there. I command you to go and loose God's people now. Come on. Out of there. Stress, tension, depression, fear. Out of there in the name of Jesus. I command you to go. I come against arthritis of the bones, the joints, the nerves, the ligaments, the tendons. I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, out of the knees hurting, you can't stand a long time. Come on, out of there in Jesus' name. Come on, out. I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus' name. I come against migraine headaches. Come on, out, out, out of there in Jesus' name. Migraines so bad they cripple you where you can't do nothing. I come against you. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus' name. Come out now in the mighty name of Jesus. I command you to go. Come out. All migraines. Come on, out of there. Weakness of the body. Come on, can't get up in the morning. When you get out of bed, you're stiff. You can't move. Come out, weaknesses. Come out of there. Come out of the body. Come on, out of the joints, the muscles. Come out of there, out in Jesus' name. Come out of the nerves. I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out. I come out now in Jesus' name. I come against cancer of the breast, cancer of the uterus, prostate cancer. Come out now in Jesus' name. I command you to go and loose God's people now and let them go in Jesus' name. Come out, cancer. Cancer of the breast. Come on, out. Out of there. Come on, out. Come on, out of there. Cancer of the uterus. Cancer of the prostate. Out of there. Pancreatic cancer. Come on, liver cancer. Come out now in Jesus' name. I command you to go and lead God's people now in Jesus' name. You have no place there. You cannot stay there. And I command you to go and come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out now in the mighty name of Jesus. I come against mental personalities. Out in Jesus' name. You feel like you're going out of your mind racing. I come against mind racing spirits. I command you to go and loose thoughts, people, now in Jesus' name. Come out now. Come on, out of the mind. Come on, out of there. Now in Jesus' name. Come on, schizophrenia. I command you to go. Come on out of there. Move now in Jesus' name. Out of there. Multiple personalities. Go. Come out now. 1 minute your name, Jean. 1 minute your name is Ella. 1 minute your name is Sharon. 1 minute your name is John. Come on out of there. Come on. All personality spirits, go. Now, out, out, in the name of Jesus. I command you to go and loose God's people now. All allergies, I command you to go. Allergic to everything that's outside. Allergic to fish, seafood. I command them spirits to go and loose God's people now in Jesus' name. Come out, all the allergies. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. I command you to go and loose God's people in Jesus' name.
I come against gallbladder problems. Come out now. I command the demons hiding behind the gallbladder to come out of you now. Excessive urination. Come out now and go where Jesus Christ will send you. Gallstones. I pray the Holy Spirit will dissolve those gallstones. And I command the demons behind the gallstones. Come out of there now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Gallstones.
Amen.
Gallstones. Come out of there now. Gallstones. Go. Come out. This is good. Come out. Come out. That's all. Everybody needs deliverance. Is that right? That's right.
Amen.
Come on. Gallstones. Let's go. Gallstones. Go. I command the gallstones to dissolve in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
All right. Once again, gallbladder, gallstones. Go in Jesus' name. I come against cysts in the body.
Yes.
Where you have a cyst. Go. I command that cyst to come out of there. Come out of there now.
Yes.
Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Gout. Gout, I break that off of you now. Gout, in the name of Jesus. I come against gum disease. I break all family line curses. Gout, come out of the people now and go that Jesus Christ will send you. I come against heart problems. Many believers, because of COVID-19, heart problems. Go, come on. All heart problems, go in Jesus' name. Rooted in fear and rooted in doubt. Come on, go in Jesus' name. Heart attack. I bind the plans of the enemy to cause you to have a heart attack. I disrupt it in the spirit realm and command these heart attack demons to come out of you now. Go, where Jesus Christ will send you. Come on, heart attack. Come on. Heart aneurysm, heart strokes. Go. Rooted in rage and anger and hostility and self-rejection, self-bitterness and bitterness. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Irregular heartbeat. We speak to the heart. To beat normally, to beat rhythmically. Come on. Irregular heartbeat in Jesus' name. Broken heart. Broken heart. Many people have died because of a broken heart. There are many deaths because of a broken heart. I break that off with you now in Jesus' name. Come on. Come on, spirits of broken heart. Spirits of broken heart. Come out of the people now in Jesus' name. Heart palpitations. Rooted in fear and anxiety. Electromagnetic imbalance. Come out now in Jesus' name. Heart palpitation in the name of Jesus. Heart stroke. Stroke of the heart. Go. Come out of the people now in Jesus' name. Come on, everybody around. Give me one big cough again. Come on. If those spirits are stubborn, they're going to have to come out of hiding. Go in Jesus' name. Hemorrhoids. Unresolved anger. Yes. Unresolved rage. Hemorrhoids. In the name of Jesus. I come against varicose veins. Varicose veins could be a family rejection, rejection by mother, rejection by father. I come against the varicose veins in your legs. Come on, come out of there now. Come out, varicose, in Jesus' name. Hepatitis C. Hepatitis C through the poison of a vaccination. Come on, out of there. Hepatitis C in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the hives. I come against Hodgkin's disease. I come against Hopkins disease. Go, Hopkins disease. Go, rooted in bitterness, rooted in resentment, rooted in self-hatred. Come out of there now. Hodgkin's disease. Come on, breathe them out, saint. Breathe them out and let them go. That's right. Yes. Go. Hodgkin's disease. Rooted in bitterness, rooted in resentment, rooted in self-hatred. And it's also rooted in rejection. Come out now in Jesus. Rejection by father, rejection by mother. Lupus. I command the demon of lupus to come out of you.
Yes.
My niece had lupus. I found out that she felt rejected by her mother, my sister. And when she forgave her mother, the lupus vanished. Lupus, the lupus vanished, and they had put her on medication for lupus. I come against the lust that's trying to operate in you, and I pray that that you will renounce the rejection that you feel by your mother, your father, your guardian, your parent, or whoever it may be.
Yes.
Problems in the hypothalamus, go in the name of Jesus. Come on, chronic illness. Come on, weak immune system, chronic illness, go in the name of Jesus. Come on, saints, bring those things out of there. Go in Jesus' name. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. We lose the spirit of burning. We lose the spirit of judgment on the enemy that will try to set up in every believer here today. Tooth decay, grinding of teeth at night when you sleep. Grinding of your teeth when you sleep at night. Come out of there now. I break that up on you now. In the name of Jesus. I come against fear of death, fear of dying, fear of dying of a terminal illness. Go. Come out of there now. COVID-19. Fear of dying from COVID-19. Come out. Come out. Fear of dying from COVID-19. Come out. Fear of dying from COVID-19. Come out now in the name of Jesus. I break the curses of CBS. NSNBC, MSNBC, that 30,000 people are going to die today, or 40,000 people are going to die today.
Jesus,
I break that curse off of you right now in Jesus Christ's name. All right, memory loss, where the demons are trying to, mind-binding spirits, a mind-blocking demons are trying to block the memory. Come out now in Jesus' name. Traumatic memory loss, go in the name of Jesus. 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 All right. Oh.
I break out for you excessive appetite, gluttony, weight gain. Since the pandemic, all kind of weights have come upon you. I break it off for you now in Jesus' name. All gluttonous spirits, can't stop eating. Come out now in Jesus' name. I command that spirit to go and loose you now in Jesus' name.
All right. I pray that you've been blessed. Amen. I pray that God has ministered to your hearts and minds. And I pray that the enemy has been defeated.
Amen.
And Father, we just pray that everywhere the enemy had a stronghold, we pray that stronghold will be replaced by the Holy Spirit. We pray the Holy Spirit will set up residence, Lord, whether it's the personality, whether it's the appetite, whether it's the sickness in a body organ, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just pray right now that the Holy Spirit will take up residence. And we even pray that those who have an illness, that they will baffle the medical profession.
Yes.
They will baffle the doctors or the nurses when they make their medical appointment, that there will be a supernatural manifestation of healing and deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we bind any demonic backlash. Father, when they exit this place today, we bind any confusion and arguments, Lord. We bind any attacks on the mind, attacks among family, in the name of Jesus. And we pray they have a peaceful exit. The blood of Jesus Christ will cover them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you for your kindness.
Yeah.
We thank you for the manifestation of your power and your revelation and your Holy Spirit. And we thank you for the word of God that went forth today with myself and my wife. The Lord, that you are covenant with Israel.
Yes.
You are the husband to Israel. And we must learn to love Israel as you love Israel and you love us.
Yes.
And even with my wife, how opposition can come, Father. Opposition can come and set you in your alignment. Yes. And we thank you for that right now. And we give you the praise in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Sister Deborah.
I can't hear you.
Amen. Okay, here I am. Praise the Lord.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I thank the Lord right now for the teaching that the two of you have brought us today. I want to get a copy of this on my phone or so I can have it in my truck. Sister Jean, what you brought to us was right on for today. Right on for today. Everything that you brought to us, and I want to listen to it again.
Yes.
Once I get a copy, but I want to thank you for what you have brought us today, and for the deliverance that has come to those that are here with us today. And I'm telling you, I was when she was teaching, I was praising. I was listening to stuff that has been given to me, and she's bringing it to me, you know, and I was just blessed. I can't tell you enough how much I was blessed.
Thank you. God be the glory. Yeah.
Deborah, do you have anything to add?
Yes, I just want to say for those that have asked about the recordings, you can contact Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. They will have CDs and DVDs, I believe. Contact Lake Hamilton Bible Camp tonight. We'll make sure that we have the information for y'all to do that. I know most know how to go online, but contact them directly. We'll have that information for you. But all of these CDs and DVDs will be available. I believe at some point they will also put them online. But if you want your personal copies, you can go through Lake Hamilton Bible Camp, contact the office, and they will help you to get your CDs. So we do thank God for everyone that is on and those that have joined us. And the word was powerful today. Yeah. Understand why the warfare was so great.
Yes, it was.
It was really great
the
today.
The word came through.
Yes.
We thank God we pressed through it.
Yeah.
So we ask that you continue to pray. We have one more service. And pray.
Yes. Yes.
You're going to do good.
You're going to do very well.
I do want to acknowledge real quick, Brother Merle, some of those that are on, Danica and James, and I believe Jane is on. I believe she's on with us today.
Oh, good.
So, Jane, if you can unmute yourself.
Yeah.
Say hello. We love you. Ray and Kim are with us. These are those that we work with there at the camp. And so we're so thankful for everybody, all of you that are on. We're very thankful.
Yeah.
Amen.
We're thankful for you.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, they're there.
Amen.
Amen. Hey. See some of you.
Hi.
There's Ray. There he is. I can put him up there.
Yeah.
There's Ray. Hello.
Hello, brother. God bless you, brother.
Hi.
God bless you.
Hello, sister.
Okay, so we're very thankful.
Hi.
We have people from all
doing?
Over the world here. There's Dan. Let me put Dan up here. Okay, just let's see. There he is. There's Dan. God bless you. We love you.
Dan. Yeah.
Dan, praise the Lord. So it's like, you know, it's a reunion. And, we love it. They came up to the camp. It's an awesome place. I think I saw a note where someone has been trying to get there for quite a while, and I really blessed
that
they're here in Marva. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the next service will be tonight at 6 p.m. Marva for everybody.
Yes.
At 6 p.m. we will be back, and we will be ministering tonight.
Yeah.
So we're excited about it, and we ask that you pray for us. And
yes.
If we will have another forum like this, if Brother Merle is the one that makes those decisions. So you all pray for Brother Merle, Sister Barbara. We're so thankful for our leader.
Yeah.
He's a wonderful man of God. Thank God for him.
Yeah, we thank you for all your prayers.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Did you say Jane was on?
Jane is on. Let me see if we can find her. Where is she? There she is. I'm going to ask her to unmute. I don't know if she's at her desk, but she.
I think she walked away. It looks like the chair is empty.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, I just want to say we've missed her terribly. Yes.
We miss her.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Laura's okay. All right. I see
all
that,
right.
Larry. We understand. Okay. Praise God. Okay, so Brother Merle, that's all I have for now.
Okay. So we're all finished then until tonight, 6 o'clock.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.